Once upon a time, conservative activists felt they weren't being heard in a lot of the media. Then came the advent of talk radio, where conservatives cultivated a devoted audience. And then came the next frontier, the Internet, where people of all stripes now have a voice. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Conservative political activists hold an annual shindig here in Washington called CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. It used to have a fairly narrow niche audience, but these days, with Republicans in charge of the White House and both chambers of Congress, CPAC is where members of the governing party hobnob with their right wing. This year, conservative superstar Wayne LaPierre, the president of the National Rifle Association, introduced another of the movement's luminaries.
Ladies and gentlemen, our fellow conservative, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Karl Rove.
To a packed house in the main hall of Washington's Ronald Reagan building, Rove recounted that over the last two decades, Democrats have fallen from their seemingly permanent majority in Washington. Rove called it a remarkable rise for the conservative movement.
But it is also a cautionary tale of what happens to a dominant party when its thinking becomes ossified, when its energy begins to drain, when an entitlement mentality takes over, and when political power becomes an end in itself rather than a means to achieve the greater good.
A legion of conservative activists want to make sure that doesn't happen to the Republican Party. Every year at CPAC, there is a radio row where talk show hosts like Martha Zoller and G. Gordon Liddy broadcast live.
Continue on the Martha Zoller Show. We are live from CPAC, and we're talking right now about...
He is the president of the National Rifle Association. He's
the president of the American Conservative Union, David Keene, says talk radio has been an important catalyst for the movement.
Conservatives have prospered whenever they've been able to utilize technology to get around establishment channels. So the first really great surge of conservative grassroots activity came with the development of direct mail, and then cable television, radio talk shows, things that allow conservatives to reach their audience without a filter.
And now, blogs. Down at the end of Radio Row is the Bloggers' Corner, its first year at CPAC. The couple dozen technophiles hunched over their laptops seem innocuous, but conservatives have shown the power of bloggers in the past year. They sowed doubt about the CBS News story questioning President Bush's National Guard service. They defended Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, and they checked and double-checked every single thing Democrat John Kerry said in his presidential bid last year. They're sometimes less concerned about accuracy than with making their ideological point. And much of their power, says blogger Robin Burke of windsofchange.net, is wielded through what she calls mob blogging.
It's creating a mob of bloggers to raise a hue and cry.
The most recent mob blog and the talk of CPAC's Bloggers Corner went after CNN's Eason Jordan. The network news executive is said to have told an audience at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, that U.S. troops in Iraq had targeted journalists. He later backtracked. But after hundreds of conservative bloggers pressured the network to prove the claim or apologize, Jordan resigned. For Mike Kempaski, a blogger on redstate.org, it was a collective triumph.
If it weren't for bloggers,
sold out.
Eason Jordan would still be producing and disseminating news, and now he's not.
Conservative activists believe that this power is attracting a whole new generation to the movement, and there is evidence of that at this year's CPAC. 19-year-old Penn State student Vicky Cangelosi says reading blogs gives her more freedom.
If you have a different opinion, you can express that, whereas with traditional news media, it's not like I can jump in there on CNN and add my own two cents.
And Harvard student Michelle Yang says her mouse-clicking finger starts to twitch if she can't read blogs when she needs to.
It actually takes up like 2 to 4 hours a day, so I'm trying to quit, but I can't.
And so CPAC leaders are hoping this new generation, with their new modes of technology, will keep conservatism alive, even as it settles into the new role of governing. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.